Hello.
Hello, my name is Reginald, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is she.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim.
Okay, I can assist in doing that. Can I have your social security number?
419-51-1880.
And can you verify your name for me, ma'am?
Jatecia Robinson.
And your date of birth?
March 3rd, 2000.
And your license number?
9290950.
And your mother's maiden name?
Pamela Williams.
Thank you. And you're wanting to file a unemployment claim?
Yes.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
All right, just a fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah, you understand. I understand.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. I see you have some pre-saved answers already, Ms. Robertson. Would you like to continue with those?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Your correct date of birth is March 3rd, 2000.
Uh-huh.
And your mother's maiden name is Williams.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of demographic questions. What is your race?
Black African American.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None has neither.
And you identify as female?
Yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you for answering those questions. Can you please provide me your address?
610 Pine Trail Road, Gainstown, Alabama. 36540.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And can you tell me your best match for your work description?
You said
As
my
in,
best match.
yes, ma'am, as in customer service, waitressing.
It's good.
Your best match for work description, what is yours?
Excellent. Excellent.
No, ma'am. My question being is, what is your best match for work description, as in your field of work? What is your preferred field of work?
What is your preferred? What you working in? What was you working
Customer service, being a waitress
Fast
are
food.
examples. Okay, fast food. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Yeah. No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Thirty-five to fifty miles.
Would you like to proceed with 50 miles?
Yes.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest? 10 miles. 10.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Prepaid card.
Okay. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Can you tell me the name of your last employer?
Popeyes.
And is that an affiliated with Restaurant Support Services, LLC?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you please provide me their phone number?
251-246-1606.
Thank you. And can you tell me the city you were reporting to for work?
Jackson, Alabama, 36545.
And can you tell me your employment start date?
Ooh, I really don't know. I've been there for a while, so I really don't know.
Okay. I'm just going to need your best guess on your month, day, and year.
I started in November the 18th in 2021.
And can you tell me the last day you physically worked?
I think it was June the... Hold on, let me see. June the 6th or the 4th. June the 4th, 6th, one of them.
Okay, which one would you like to proceed with, Ms. Robinson?
We can do the 4th.
And that's year 2024? Okay. And can you tell me why you are no longer working? Did you quit? Were you discharged or laid off?
I was fired from there.
And can you tell me the specific reason?
Got into an altercation with a worker.
And would you say misconduct or violation of company policy?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Would you say misconduct or violation of company policy relating to the altercation with you and another coworker?
Violated the company policy. He said he's no longer there. Did you see?
Okay.
I
Can
mean,
you tell me? I'm sorry.
ask me to repeat that. Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay, my question to you was regarding being discharged and your altercation. Was that misconduct or violation of company policy, according to you?
Misconduct.
Thank you. And can you tell me the name and title of person who discharged you?
Melissa Moore.
That was Moores, Moores.
Morris.
And can you tell me Miss Morris's title?
Yeah. The store manager.
And can you tell me the date you were advised you were no longer employed?
June the 4th.
2024.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
The altercation I had with the worker.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Tried to talk to her about the situation.
But it didn't
and it didn't work.
And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What you mean by that? What you mean by that?
It's a yes or no question. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No.
No? Okay. And any prior warnings for the same or similar acts?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Robinson, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And just a quick disclaimer, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of identity verification questions.
Okay.
What color is your 2004 Mercedes-Benz C-Class?
We don't have no Mercedes-Benz. I don't have a Mercedes-Benz.
Okay. In what county do you currently live? Dale, Escambia, Clark, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Clark.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Erker Robinson? 23 to 27, 31 to 35, 37 to 41, 50 to 54, or none of the above, and I am not familiar with this person.
50.
50 to 54?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Robinson, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you certify under and understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Robinson, I'm going to begin reading you the Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claims Application Closing Statements.
Okay.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 9 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Would you like me to repeat that website for you?
No.
Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Ms. Robinson, this is very important information. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at the toll-free number. Would you like to write this number down?
Yes.
Okay. The number is 1-800.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me grab.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Okay. What did you say? 1-800?
752.
Okay.
7389.
All right.
Okay. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday.
All right.
failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I can provide that at the end of our call. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me, Ms. Robinson?
No.
Okay, I'm going to provide you your confirmation number. You want to write it down?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, it is 489-876.
Okay.
205.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to provide you your PIN code. That is 8000.
You said 8000?
Yes, ma'am. 8000.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any further assistance needed?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, Ms. Robinson.
All right.